Hello and welcome to Stop, Collaborate and Listen. We are a podcast about marketing, collaboration and business, and we're brought to you by Collabosaurus.com, the matchmaker for brands. Hey, hey, welcome back to Stop, Collaborate and Listen. I'm your host, Jess Rufus, and I cannot believe we're in 2020 already, a new decade. It has a real special ring to it. I think it's going to be a really good year with lots of change. But behind the growth and change of all of your favorite companies, 99% of the time, there's a plan in place. So at the end of last year, I released a full workshop online for 2020 planning, which you can catch inside the Collabo Hub, which is basically just a resource library you can access on any paid plan on Collabosaurus. So I'd love for you to check it out if you haven't already. But today's episode is pulling out one key part of that full workshop so that you can get started, you know, with the beginnings of your 2020 plan and getting them in place. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, I want to start with a note that this is nowhere near the whole workshop. It was really hard for me to pick out just one part. You know, when someone does like a business plan on the back of a napkin, this podcast episode is basically that for business planning for 2020. So normally there are some really important and effective strategies for properly reflecting on 2019 to inform 2020, but that isn't what we're covering today. You'll have to go to the Collabo Hub for all of that. Okay, so for the purpose of this episode, and I hope you're in your car or in public transport and can start getting your brain cogs turning as we run through all of this, or better yet, you're somewhere with a pen and paper, that can be really helpful as well. Part one of this episode is getting to know what your ideal day and week would look like. And be real with yourself here. How do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing that you do? Where do you live? What does your bedroom look like even? What does your desk look like? Who do you have in your team, if anyone? What does your day-to-day consist of really? Are you out chatting to clients, for example? Or are you doing project work? Or are you answering emails? Or are you on the phone? Are you running events? Basically getting really clear on a very crystal clear picture on what your ideal day or week would look like in a personal and work sense is amazing for informing how sort of a business plan will come together for you. And the next part will kind of explain why. A few examples from me when I did this exercise in 2019, because I had a little look back at my notes, was doing things like buying fresh flowers and not worrying about money, getting enough sleep and taking mornings slowly and heading into our very own Collabosaurus office in the city, which we didn't have at the start of 2019, and a new development resource and an account manager. And guess what? All of those things happened in 2019. So I actually need to sit down and do a new plan. But oh my gosh, just doing that really crystal clear vision of what I wanted my ideal day to look like absolutely informed a business plan. So I asked this because part two is all about business structure. So what do you need support-wise? And of course, and that flows into what you need financially to make this happen. So how is your business structured and what would this mean growth-wise? So it may be that you need, for example, an admin person and an accountant and an extra $15,000 a year to spend on digital advertising. So therefore, all up, maybe you need $67,000 per year more than you're currently making as a minimum before making additional profit. So kind of getting to know what you need support-wise is part two. Before we jump into the next few tips, I wanted to let you know about our brand new podcast called This Is How We Do It that we launched in collaboration with Microsoft Store Sydney. It delves behind the scenes of big, iconic collaborations and we chat to the marketing pros behind them. Our first two episodes alone chat with the marketing experts and founders from the likes of Gelato Messina, Barbie and Maybelline New York, which is so, so exciting. Hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and tune in. We would love to see you over there. Part three is what revenue streams do you actually have in place that can help you get this additional $67,000, for example? Perhaps you run a PR company on a retainer. So with a $4,000 retainer, you would need 2 12-month retainers or 4 6-month retainers or 1 12-month retainer, 30 online course sales, a paid speaking gig or three smaller projects, for example. So I say this because I set a goal myself of making an additional $300,000 in 2020. And geez, when I first did that number, I had like a minor panic attack because that's a lot of money. And initially can feel quite overwhelming. Like how on earth am I going to do that? But You know what I have to do this once I've broken that down is sell one agency plan ish per month. And I even have a bit of leeway there, which is so doable when you break it down like that. It's like one sale a month. Like surely I can do that. Okay. So you visualize your ideal day. You've identified what money and resources you need to make that happen. And you can see how your business model can actually work to get you that money. And the next part is to break it down. This is part four. So I have a full downloadable template for all of this inside the Collabo Hub, by the way. But for the purpose of this podcast, which is annoyingly audio, so I can't show you what it looks like, break down 90-day sprints and monthly goals to track against. And then you can loop in things like marketing, staffing, where you focus your time, and set a recurring calendar note to check in on this plan every month. That's really important. You can basically, in any calendar, it just says, do you want this event to repeat? And you say, yes, repeat every month or repeat every fortnight or repeat every second month or whatever it may be. And I think the trick with yearly planning is to move away from the overwhelm and keep things quite fluid, because inevitably you're going to have things pop up that you absolutely can't miss, and you're going to have some ups and downs along the way. But having a one pager even that you're regularly checking in on is so helpful to keep you on track, particularly with financial goals, because we want to make your 2021 self so proud. So let's do this. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to share on Instagram. We love seeing your tags, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.